Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
Up America on Tuesdays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Saturday, we have Cartus D, A Provocative Thought. Also, his show is from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, we have a program for business owners as well as entrepreneurs. And helping them to market product and service nationally. It's a great program. If you're interested, call me at 404-482-4804. Be looking out for our new website. Our website is under construction. It should be another couple of weeks. Also, I'd like to say happy Black History Month. I know. A lot of you feel that every month should be Day Black History Day, and every week should be Black History Week, because we have made so many contributions to America, scientifically, militarily, business, economically. Say what? Like our brother Mucho contributions to the United States of America. Donald Trump said, I think the man, I couldn't say that because they'll call me a terrorist, a verbal terrorist at that. The president said he will shut down the government himself, and Congress can't make a deal on immigration. You know, why this guy, you know, a lot of properties were built by Latin construction workers. I wonder how many of them had their base. The Trump Towers, they did a whole thing on 60 Minutes with Trump Towers built like 20 years ago. How half his construction workers were undocumented. He let them work. why is he so hard on the DACA young people? You know, they're being hit there with babies, toddlers, teenagers. This is all what they know. We ain't talking about, and then he wants to separate families. Now, we spent a whole lot of time on that last week, but we're going to return to that. But tonight's topic, I'm going against the I'm going against the grain tonight. We have a topic. We're going to talk about relationships tonight. Is marriage declining among black men and women? Are relationships difficult with black men and women? I'm not expert on that, so I don't know. In 2014, 25% of African Americans were not, only 29% of African Americans were married. 50% of African Americans had never been married. Never been. Neither never been married. 48% of women had never, 48% of African American women had never been married. So what's going on? So tonight I have Ms. Yesse Bay, and she's a couple counselor, and maybe she can enlighten us on this issue. Good evening, Ms. Bay. How are you?
Hey, Peace. How you doing?
All right. How's everything?
All is well. All is well. Thank you. Everything's peaceful.
So tell me, Yesse, right?
Pronounce your first name, right? It's Yari.
The S throwing me off, I'm sorry.
You're
So, Yari, let me ask you something. Why do you think there's a decline in marriage among African men and women, or is relationship between African American men and women is on the house?
I think it's because there's a generational thing. It's dealing with history and how everybody has been raised and how their mom has been raised or their mom has been raised, and the lack of fathers, and it's for different reasons through different generations why there's a lack of father, you know, and what was going on. And so a lot of men don't know what to do as far as sticking around, you know. And then there's a lot of women who don't know what to do as far as in the household. And so there's a issue here, you know, and it's only with so many people who have both parents in the household, you know. And then there's the statistics with the men, you know, being in prison or not having as much education or having other areas where they're in lack, where, you know, women are going outside their race or even men are going outside their race. And so it's a lot of reasons why people are not married. And then you also have people, how they go about relationships, you know, homosexuality and everything. So that's also going to decline as far as marriages between with a full family, as far as producing children. There's a lot of things taking place, even environmental things that are taking place outside, and social things that are taking place that are being shown to these children and that are taking a place, taking apart these families. So it's a lot of things that can have a hand in it, you know, even as far as the culture and what we're being shown on TV and what we're listening to in music and what these children are taking in, you know, on a whole nother level, the children and the parents, what they're taking in and what they're feeding off of. That's also, that's, you know, going back into our subconscious mind and how that's playing into our behaviors every day. So it's a lot of different things.
Before we get into it, can you tell our audience and the people that go download the show what you do? I already gave a little something. Can you go in a little detail?
Yes. Well, I'm an astrologer, and what I do is, and I do consultations. Also, I'm a consultant. And what I do is dealing with your spirituality, but it's also dealing with psychology and the mind behavior. So I also deal with couples because I do birth charts. I do different, have different methods. And this is all of your birth information, your birthday, your birth time, and your location. And what it does is it just gives you an outline of your life and your behaviors and your patterns and why you do the things you do. And so it goes really deep into the mind. And so I have consultations all the time with people, and we discuss these things. And it goes deeper into your relationships with your friends, your relationship with your man or with a woman, and how it relates back to the relationship with your mom and your dad. And so you stop that pattern there. And see, that's how I help, you know, in this community, stopping these patterns and letting people see where they went wrong, or not even where they went wrong, where they can just fix things and finding that key and passing it down to your child. So, yeah, that's basically what I do. I'm dealing with behaviors and patterns and with your birth chart and your information.
Well, let me ask you something. You think you spoke of spirituality a minute ago. Do you think that the lack of or too much spirituality has affected men, black and women?
Said lack of spirituality, you said, has it affected the relationship with men and women?
Black men and women. The lack of spirituality or too much spirituality affected, you know, the relationship between black men and women. They bring on those negative behaviors because due to lack of spirituality or knowledge of spirituality into the relationships.
Well, that's definitely a part of it. I mean, well, spirituality, that's a fine line when we're talking about the definition, but just lack of self, I would even just say that. That has a lot to do with it, just not even knowing yourself, knowing your value. So then it's like I say all the time, if a man doesn't know his value, he's not going to recognize the value in a woman. But the first person who's going to give him his value is his mother. So if his mother didn't give him his value, he's not going to see that in any other woman. Same thing with a woman. You know, she gets her value from her mother, but her father also validates her. And if a woman never got that validation from her father, she's not going to see that in any man, and she's not going to believe that when a man is telling her she's beautiful and these things. So that goes back to knowing myself, you know, and a lot of people don't know themselves. So we were distracted by a lot of things today. You know, that's why it goes back to TV and all that. They're not teaching you about yourself. They're not uplifting you. They're not telling you that you're whole without these cars and clothes and these things. They're telling you those things make you whole. So then that's why you have women who are looking, or they feel like they don't have everything when they may have everything with their man. But the TV telling them they don't have everything because they're watching Basketball Wives and things like that. See, those are called distractions. So that is going to distract you from self, which is your spiritual self, which is our spirituality. So the lack of that is going to take you back to TV and make you think you're missing out on something. So that is a part of destroying these families. When you're listening to, you know, different songs and things like that, you making you feel like you're lacking something that you're really not, making you feel like you're not a whole something when you already were. You know, you have a whole family intact, but something is telling you that, you know, or telling these men that, you know, booty and clothes and tight this and that is better, you know, and you got a whole wife at home, and she's doing this and that, and she don't have time to put on those type of clothes right now, you know, but something's telling you that that's what you need right now. So that's tearing away you from your family. That's a distraction. And so we have to understand what distractions are, you know, and when as soon as it takes us away from ourselves, and it takes us away from our family, which is ourself, which is our reflection, then it's going to destroy this family. It's going to destroy us. And we no longer have a culture. We no longer have the spirituality, which slowly is happening. But slowly but surely, people are still waking up, and people are recognizing self, you know. And people want to stay within their race, and they want to stay within their family. And they go, you know what, because I see the purity here, and I see the value here. More and more, and that's, and I'm not even saying there's anything wrong with going outside your race, but that's why before I say, do it for your reasons, though. Anyone that goes outside of your race, you know, say that's because that's how I love this person, not because I'm shunning my own people. Say it because this really is what I see, and this is what this person is for me, and not because of what my people didn't do for me. You know, have it for your own reasons, and not because of you tied down to something, and that goes back to your relationship with your mother or your father or your brother or your sister or whatever you have went through in your life regarding your own people. See, that goes back to us having a hand in each other's experiences. And so that's why it's, we've less and less hold on to the grip of the family, because we've had different negative experiences with each other, even just at the store with a complete stranger. So that's why people go, that's why I don't like black women. You know, or a woman, or she'll get cussed out by a black man, or he'll cuss her out or disrespect her, and she'll go, that's why I don't like black men. And see, that we don't realize that we're a part of somebody else's experience and why they Xing us out all together because of that one person. So we have to realize these things, you know, and how we handle ourselves and how we respect ourselves.
The two questions I want to ask you, all right? I think if I ask one question, I'm going to forget the other question I'm going to ask you. But get back to the relationship between us. How do black women perceive us today? Do they see us in a positive light, or they see us in a negative light, or they see us as just a baby daddy? I hear that a lot. Oh, that's my baby daddy. That's my baby daddy. That's my baby daddy. Do they see, do y'all see us as someone that you could settle down with and build? Or y'all just see us like lost causes? Because the reason why I asked this thing, about 6 months ago, I had the two sisters on, and they were marketing their business and everything. And I asked one of them, well, why don't you do the brothers? You know what she said? We leaving them behind, because we gonna have no time to wait for them, because we gotta do for us now. So that's the reason why I asked that. Like, you giving, have sisters gave up hope on brothers?
Well, for one, I can't speak for all sisters. And I don't even want to say all sisters have. I say that it's an individual thing, but I'll say this for all sisters. Any woman is only going to speak for herself. She's only going to see her reflection. So any woman who only sees a baby daddy or only sees a man like this or a man like that, because she only sees a woman like that. She only sees herself as a baby mama, so that's why she only sees a baby daddy. So that's why I say it depends on the woman you're talking to. You know, if she sees herself as a queen, and every man she sees is a king. She doesn't see the, even if she has encountered a man who has done her wrong, she knows how to reset. So that's even for a man, he knows how to reset. He knows that everybody's not the same. You have to realize it's no different from waking up. Every day ain't going to be the same, so every person ain't going to be the same. And so it just depends on the growth in that person, and not everybody matures the same. And so even with those women that you speak of, maybe they're not maturing the same. So some people start losing their sight. They get in pain. Some people start seeing black and blue and this and that. Some people start seeing white, you know, when they get in pain. So some women do that. They go out there, you know, they don't see the brothers no more because of some pain they've encountered. You know, they say, I'm leaving the brothers behind. But when they're leaving the brothers behind, see, they told themselves. They say they're leaving themselves behind. These women only speak speak on what they see.
Yura, I got to tell you this. A lot, the ass of 2018, and I get on black men every single week. I be up in their buttocks every single week about being part of the community, about being part of their family, if they don't get along with their mom, about working hard. Even if you working hard to go to school, if you working hard to get a skill, but you be a provider, be a father, be a provider, or be a positive mate. Now, we know we're not perfect beings. We all make mistakes, but to strive for that perfection is greatly needed, because in the last, I say 40 years, in the last 40 years, more and more black men have opted to be non-existent in the family and in the community, and, like you said, with themselves. So I feel do you feel that it's a crisis? Well, are we at a crisis level now?
Well, no, I don't think we're at a crisis level because I don't think that way. I don't think lack, I don't think negative, I don't think anything like that. I only think positive, I only see positive. See, that's why it just depends on who you're talking to. You know, I only see light. So, and I don't see that anything is wrong. I only see where there are challenges where we can make things right. So, no, we're not in a crisis, you know. You know, people need to use their minds and people just need to use themselves and know self. You know, as long as we can learn, no, we're never in a crisis. As long as you have power and you have life in your body, there is no crisis. When the lights are out in your body and you're no longer here, that's the crisis. As long as we're here and we can begin every day, then it's a day to start over. And so I feel like as long as, like this message right now, as long as there are people listening and there are people that agree and they want change and they want things to be a different way for themselves and for the rest of their family and the rest of the community, it's just each one teach one. What do you want for yourself? And if you want that
Has black women lost respect for black men? It was what I'm trying to ask. Has black women lost respect for black men?
Has black men lost respect for black women? Because you're asking me a lot of questions. You want me to answer for all women? Let me ask you that. Do you feel like you have lost respect for black women?
No, I asked you first. Has black women lost respect for black men? That's why I asked. And you turned around and asked.
It depends on who you're talking to. And I told you, it depends on who you're talking to. I can't speak for all black women when you ask that. So,
What's the feeling amongst y'all out there towards us? That's what I'm trying to get at. What's the average feeling? I'm not saying to speak for everybody, but what you feeling?
I feel that everybody has value. You mean, what are you feeling? I feel everybody has value. I don't see there's no issue with men for me if you're asking me that personally.
Well, I feel that we have lost respect for each other. Where a man called his woman his B, and a woman says, I got an N. Meaning, you know, that the archetype were at home, you know, and when you speak to the psychology of it, we do have to change the thinking process or how we see each, how we perceive each other, you know, not just materialistically, but emotionally, mentally, as well as spiritually. And I think maybe that's where the breakdown is. But when I look at these numbers, it seems like both of us are running from having meaningful relationships such as marriage. Do you think marriage is important?
I think what is important?
Marriage. You're a couple counselors in marriage. Do you think marriage is important?
Yeah, are you being sarcastic when you say that?
No, I'm asking. Do you think
I
was asking, do you think marriage is important in human nature? In humanity?
It's important. Are you saying as far as nature? Are you saying as far as love? Or when you're talking about marriage,
is the marriage institution important for a stable community?
Of course that's important. Why wouldn't that be important?
Some people don't feel it's important. Some people don't feel it's important.
So let me answer the question. Asking me. So that's what I'm saying. You're either asking me or are you asking in general? Because you're saying
I'm
some
asking
people
you.
Think and then you're asking
me. I'm asking
me.
You. Yeah, I'm asking
okay.
you.
Okay. To me, I feel like unity is important. Is it necessary to always go get a piece of paper? No, not necessarily. Is it unity? You know, an understanding, a supreme understanding important? Yes. Family is important? Yes. Family is business? Yes. So that is still marriage, you know? So, yeah, that's important. But that doesn't always work out like that. Some people, some children still have the best of both worlds, their mom and their dad, and they're not married, or they're not even in the same household. They're still a whole being. So I'm not going to enforce and push marriage necessarily, but unity and communication is important. Mutual respect is important because that's still family. You have extended families where you have a father who has children with another woman, but he still is, you know, has his ex might have children with another woman, but they still might come together for a birthday party or something. That's still family because everybody's being mature because that's still business. So I feel like unity is important. So, you know, and nobody has to necessarily have a ring. That's important, yes, but I feel like understanding is important because that's what you're showing the children. So whether during a divorce, whether it does end up being a baby mama, baby daddy situation, mutual respect is what you want to show the children. So I feel like that is what's important more than anything. You can't always put a time on love and say, well, we're going to be together this long, but you can always enforce respect, you know, and care and understanding to a child. So you can let them know, hey, people may not always be together, but people can always still care for each other and respect each other. So that's what I would definitely push that more than anything, because marriages are not lasting, you know, but that's a whole nother conversation. But you, like I said, you do see people who with extended families after divorces and everything who still get along, who still give their child everything they need. So I think communication is just important.
And you say, not only is one thing I really do, what caught me, what you said, maturity. It really takes a high level of maturity to co-parent, to take that understanding, mutual respect. Yes. I think that's what's lost, the respect level. Because especially when we do all this name calling, and what I said before, the B's and the N's, and instead of it said, this is the mother of my child, this is the father of my child. I know that might sound corny, but it shows respect. You know, and I think that level of respect is missing a lot today. You still got some more time with me?
Yeah, I still got a little bit of time. Go ahead. Definitely.
Oh, okay. Okay, because you only gave me 20 minutes. So I'm trying to hurry up because I don't want you to be late. You know, how can we? Well, you say you don't see positive and not negative. I see a lot. I work with negativity. I see a lot of negative out there in those streets. And I see a lot of relationships that are, it works for them, but it's, I don't want to say dysfunctional, abnormal. I say it works for them. How can we, go ahead. You was going to say something?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I'll just add on to that. When you say that, I agree, what works for them, but what works for some people, they only go with what they know. And what they know is only what their parents have shown them or the lack of what their parents have shown them. So that's why I say it still just sometimes even goes back to the parents. Some people, all they know is a broken home. So it's normal for them to not be with a child's mom, or it's normal for them, you know, to be with this person or that person or have different children in other places because that's all they saw. So, I mean, so that's just even going back to what you said, that's just piggybacking. That's definitely still a thing, just even the lack of respect or the way people talk to people, it goes back to what they've seen and what they've been exposed to.
How can we improve relationships between the black men and black men and women? How can we improve relationships between black men and women? We identify the causes and some of the problems. What are some of the solutions that we can better? Husband, boyfriend, or paramour, you know, common law marriage. How can we be more better to suit you?
I always say if you can be honest with yourself first, then honest with your partner, then that's like honesty is key. Honesty and maturity, you know, and growth can get people a lot of places, you know, moving past things, you know, forgiveness. And not just with their lover, just like things that happened to them in their past, so you don't bring it into your relationship. So then I can mature and I can be honest with myself about things that have happened. I can be honest with myself and my partner about how I'm feeling or why I'm jealous or why I might be insecure or whatever. If people can be honest with themselves first and be like, wow, that is why I feel like this, then I can express this to my partner. And maybe they might want to stay if they know why I'm always calling them or this and that. Instead of, they, you know, now they don't want to be with me no more. Now if I say, well, you know what, I'm insecure because the last time this happened to me, they might want to stick around more because I was honest. They might want to, have a conversation about it and communicate with me now. And that's why I say conversation and communication is always like the first path to real love, when you understand somebody and you get where they're coming from. And when people
is it really good to talk about your past relationships?
Your past relationships? No, I feel like it's a discernment and discretion. It's knowing what to tell somebody is just borderline giving them, you know, hey, this is what I've been through, but you don't have to you don't have to expose everything, but at the same time, you should let some people know some things that have happened so they know what they're getting into. So it's just like I tell people, is knowing how to pack, knowing what to bring into a relationship, and knowing what to leave from your last relationship.
I have amnesia. I don't remember anything about Asia. I have amnesia. But
that's a good thing.
Yeah. But you do have some suppressed feelings. The suppressed feelings that may have happened 15, 20 years ago that still, and you never got a chance to ventilate some of the hurt that you may have felt at time, but you cope with it yourself by moving on and moving up and moving forward, you know. But you still can't, a little baggage. Tell me about that. How can we get rid of that baggage? How can we get rid of baggage?
Getting rid of your baggage, you're just going to reset. Like I said, it's just like no different from waking up. Not every day going to be the same, so not every person going to be the same. So, but then at the same time, you might remember some stuff. Somebody might start talking the way your ex used to talk or doing some of the things your ex used to do. And that's when you decide if that's something you want to work past or something you decide you don't want for yourself anymore. Like, hey, I already been in this situation before. So that's why I tell people, walk into every situation like it's brand new. When you start to recognize things that you've been through before, that's when you decide you want to go through it again or you don't, you know. And you decide where you're going to spend your energy. This person is worth it or this person isn't. But are you worth it? So that's why it goes back to yourself, too, knowing your value. You know what you want to stick around for and what you should or shouldn't stick around for. But resetting, just starting over. Not everybody's going to be the same.
$1 million question. Last question. Tough question. $1 million question. Is relationships hard?
No. Relationships are easy because as long as you can get along with yourself and you love yourself, it's not hard to take it outside of yourself. So if you know how to relax by yourself and enjoy yourself and have dinner by yourself and go to the movies by yourself, that's self-love. So all you're doing is just taking it and you're going outside of yourself with it to another person. So that's not hard. If it's not hard to love yourself, it's not hard to love nobody else. So, no, relationships are not hard. If loving yourself
you
is hard, then you have issues.
You may have a caller here. Oh, you may. Welcome to Black Urban America. Do you have a question? 4644. Go ahead, sir.
You were talking about communities early.
Yeah, we talk about relationships. Yes.
Well,
you have a question?
There's a lot of things that goes into making relationships. You know, I wouldn't let my daughter marry someone until I'd done background checks on them. And it's very
tough.
And I got a grandson. I'm treating the same way. And the age-old formula is out there. you know, you get to get an education where you can have a good income, and you have to marry.
Do you really have to marry? Do you really, really have to marry? You just can't have a partner to grow with for the rest of your life with?
Well, just like when you should... See, here's the thing. We let males get a certain age and they become... They're supposed to be a man. How did your daughter know what to look into? How did a girl know what to look for in a husband that she's never seen it played out between a mother and a father? She don't know. And if you don't do the proper things, she's going to come back to the house with a trash bag of clothes and dragging kids with her. So those things have to be put in place. You have to have a functional family. And, you know, in this country, perks come to those who are, look at income taxes. If you marry and file in jointly, your deductions is double that of someone who is filing singly. Another point, you have to have grandparents. I mean, for real grandparents, not no 35-year-olds. Grandparents bring to your community. Grandparents bring what's called intergenerational assets.
They don't exist no more, sir. The grandparents exist no more. We got grandparents that look better than some 30-year-olds.
Well, are you talking to one?
Okay.
I would shake your hand and give you my autograph.
I hear you, brother.
You have to have functional grandparents because grandparents bring what's called intergenerational wealth to the family. They can provide information for the children. If they have came up through a substantial type of lifestyle themselves, where they are retired and have a income, they can provide funds and resources to send the grandkids to school and help them with resources. So all that is very important in order to have a functional family, which equates to a functional society. It's a functional community. Age-old, tried, proven, and tested methods that don't need any changing. They may need some critiquing based on the times you're in, but that's the formula.
What do you have to say about that, Ms. Bay? I
definitely agree with that. But the thing is, the grandparents have to be around. And we're talking about in this time right now, it's not a lot of couples as far as people having a grandmother and a grandfather. And, you know, as far as we're talking about society, we're talking about health and all of that. Now, that's definitely a blessing for people who have their grandparents. And it's very important what he just said. To have the grandparents around, that they have a very important impact on the children. But exactly, man, I'm telling you. So even, I mean, you know, on so many levels, the elders are so important. But some of the elders these days, what I'm saying is not that often. Like he said, not a 35-year-old grandmother. It's not that often you're not coming across one that's not still young and still doing some of the immature things that you have some of these children doing. That's what I'm saying. It's still the influence of the TV and the radio and things like that. You still have some of these older people that are influenced by these same things that the children are being influenced by. And so we don't really always have that tight, you know, elder community that the children need with that grandparent, with the grandparents that he's speaking of. That goes back to, you know, just the generation we're in right now and what everybody's into and just, you know, what's in season and what's in style. And you even have older people trying to be younger, that's what I'm saying, trying to do the things that the children are doing. So it's hard for the children to...
Like saggy pants. Like the saggy pants. Like the saggy pants.
Exactly.
The saggy pants. Yeah. I see some 50-something-year-old guys walk around saggy pants. I want to go, but it's crazy. That's why I said earlier the maturity level is very important. And yes, sir, you know, you might be one of the few grandparents that might be functional, but we got a lot of grandparents out here that are struggling too. And that they are separated, divorced. They got 3-4 families over here, and the grandfather got 3-4 families, which is nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that if people are mature and see that extended family come together and be treated as an elder, you know, and come for that information. But if that youth see that elder kind of like, wow, he or she act like me, you know, I don't know if that respect could be there or not.
Exactly.
So it's what you talk about, sir, it's not that much today, and maybe we need to get back to that, and so we can have some stability in our communities around this country. Well, a couple minutes. Yeah.
To say that there's not that much is really not true. You know, the picture that they paint of Black America, of ghettos and crime and so forth, is a minute picture. Poverty and so on is a minute picture. The vast majority of children are going to school and furthering their education and staying out of trouble. People are staying married, and staying married. And those parents grow to become grandparents, and they take on the responsibility of grandparents. You have your uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews. So the mass majority is not what you see televised and broadcast on the screens.
That's what Ms. Baszler just alluded to earlier, that she don't see negative. She only see positive. And that maybe I got to retrain my thinking. So, yes, sorry, Ms. Baszler. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because I do have to go really quick. I apologize. But just to add on to that, I was going to say it's not even what's being televised as far as what's on TV, what they're broadcasting. You can actually go to any social media, on any YouTube right now. This is what people are actually putting up themselves, you know, of them twerking. And this is a grandmother or somebody's mom, or she's dressed just the same way as her daughter or her niece. You know,
or her granddaughter,
or his nephew, or his grandson. So I'm not saying that that's the only thing we see, but I'm not saying that's the only thing that someone else is broadcasting. We're broadcasting this ourselves, and we're judging each other of this every day. So we know that what the influence is. Sometimes we don't always have a positive elder, you know. And this, you know, it's a lot of things that the children don't have. You know, and that's what I'm saying. It's not just someone else is putting up. People are recording this stuff themselves and posting this themselves. These are grown people doing these things. So, I mean, we still have to pay attention to that. Not everybody has that positive role model, that positive reinforcement that you're speaking of, especially in the elder community, because there's a lot of elders that are trying to do, like I said, what the children are doing. It's a lot of older people trying to look younger now. You know, it's a lot of young, older women who are trying to appear younger. It's a lot of older men who are trying to appear younger. It's a lot of grandfathers who are trying to still get their rap careers together. So how are you going to talk to his grandson about pulling his pants up when you know, it's a whole other level of...
Ms. Bay, hip-hop did start in my generation. I mean, we got rappers now that's in their 60s, like Run DMC, Chuck D, you know, KRS-One, you know, so...
You're taking away from my point. So you're talking about people who are now, who started young, who are older now. I'm not talking about that. So that's completely taken away from my point. I'm an 80s baby. Thank you. I know what you mean. What I'm saying is you have a lot of people who are trying to go backwards. I'm not talking about the people who grew a career into a 60-year-old rapper. So, you know, you're taking away from my point when you say that. I'm talking about grown men who are trying to revert back and grown women who are trying to revert back. So they can't turn around and be an elder to someone when you're trying to revert back to their age is the point I was making.
Oh, okay.
But I do have to go. And
all right. Thank you for coming on the show, Ms. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for calling into the show. And this is Black Earth America every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Ms. Bay, I'm going to give you a call within a couple of days, okay?
All right, most definitely. And everybody can check out my Facebook page if you need any of my services. Yari Bay at Facebook or No Self, No Self on Facebook. Thank you, and I'll be speaking with you.
Okay. Have a nice evening. Well, that was a different conversation. Your boy got checked a couple times. Well, this is not my specialty, you know, relationships. But on the political scene, I get with you. Economic scene, I get at you. Social scene, I come at you hard. But she made some nice few points. I'm going to have her back on very soon. But we do have to tighten up on these relationships. We really have to to she said she don't see negative. I see, that's why I work around negative. I see a lot of negative, you know, in our relationships and even relationship between brothers and relationships, sisters among sisters. I mean, we treat each other what the young kids call, I'm going to use their term, I'm going to go backwards a little bit, grimy. And we got to really start acting more positive and mature towards each other, especially towards our women, even though our women, I don't know, but, you know, we really got to be patient here. Well, I'm out of here. I am because we are because I am. Again, don't forget, entrepreneurs, small business owners, the marketing partnership program where we talk production. See ya.
Hold it now. Attention.